Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is high noon Eastern Time, February 18th. It's Wednesday, the day before the Northern Trust Open kicks off at the famed Riviera Country Club in Pacific Palisades, California. We will talk extensively in the show about the event this week. We will also go over the events of last week in the world of golf, current news that is happening as we speak, and, of course, a strategy for your game. Let me start out by saying great job last week by everybody who played on the PGA Tour. It was just an extraordinary event at the famed Pebble Beach Golf Links, and there's nothing like Pebble Beach, one of the great events, great places on the planet. Wonderful event. Let's talk now, quickly, changing gears from the scenic views of Pebble Beach to the majestic views, if you will, of a 1928 George Thomas design Riviera Country Club, home of the Tour and home of the Stars. Many, many stars belong to Riviera. Great country club with the gum trees, the cocoya grass, and tight fairways. It is not necessarily a course by any stretch for bombers. It is a course that you need to shape the ball and think. And I love it. I've been there on multiple occasions. Love the golf course. Love the tournament. A bomber won last year, Bubba Watson, but guys who've hit the ball short and straight have won too over the years. So that, looking forward very much to the tournament. I've got some groups that I'd like to highlight in this event that should be a lot of fun to watch. Brian Harman, who played so well there last year with two major champions, one in the Hall of Fame, one who may get in the Hall of Fame, Retief Goosen and Vijay Singh. Scott Brown, Scott Piercy, Stuart Appleby, they can all play. How's this group? Jordan Spieth, Sergio Garcia, and Freddie Couples. Pretty interesting group. Here's another one I have my eye on. Ben Martin, who's off to such a great start on the PGA Tour in his rookie year. Scott Stallings, also off to a great start. And Nick Watney, who threatened last week but came up just a little bit short. Sangmoon Bay with J.B. Holmes and Justin Leonard. Davis Love, Robert Streb, Charlie Hoffman. That's another group I have my eye on. Let's take a look. Flipping through some pages, I want to get to a couple other groups. Bill Haas, last year's defending champion, Bubba Watson, and Dustin Johnson. Ryan Moore with Webb Simpson, Charlie Howell III. Brant Snedeker, congratulations to Brant, of course, who won this week at Pebble Beach for the second time. And I wasn't going to say it too early in the show, but, well, I might as well congratulate myself. I did pick Brant to win at Pebble last week, so that's my first win of the year. You know, I always pick three players to win. Brant Snedeker was one of them. Congratulations to Brant Snedeker, who wins at Pebble Beach, the AT&T Pebble Beach National Pro-Am, and congratulations to me for picking him. He will be playing this week at Riviera with Ernie Els and Jim Furyk. Right after them teeing off is Hunter Mahan, Russell Henley, and Keegan Bradley. John Merrick will be playing in the tournament with Rory Sabatini and Mike Weir, who's still trying to find it. I will say this. If you have a chance, you can find it at Riviera. It's a ball-shaping course. He doesn't have to worry about hitting the ball so long. A couple of long par fives, but other than that, not really a ball-banging tournament. You don't have to bang it, as I'm repeating myself. Okay, we'll have our picks for the Northern Trust Open shortly from gorgeous Pacific Palisades right near Westwood, which would have the campus of UCLA being right there. I want to say some news this week. It appears almost 100% sure that Davis Love will be the captain in 2016 for the Ryder Cup team for the United States. Now, Davis captained in 2010 a loss at Medina, but all the players love him. They think that he is a player's captain, if you will, and took their opinions. Even though they didn't win, they love him. So I think it's a good choice. Listen, it's all about playing golf. And once the captain sets the lineup and gets it rolling, it's just about playing golf and having fun. I think that the lack of fun and trying too hard to win has been the problem for the United States in the Ryder Cup. Just let it happen. And it was just announced this morning from the Royal and Ancient Golf Club at St. Andrews that Darren Clark will be the captain for the European side. Great choice. Darren Clark was up for this last time, didn't get it, and he is now going to take over for Paul McGinley. So well, job well done, I'm sure, by the committee that chose him, and he will be a very, very formidable and popular captain, if you will, from the European side. Looking forward to that very much. But I don't want to talk too much about the Ryder Cup. It's too much talk. Let's get it over with. We've gotten over it, and let's just play some golf. Okay. Now for my pathway, if you will, my strategy, it's on putting today. Putting is like every other shot. It requires the proper setup. Depending on how you look at it, this may be the most important and the most variable part of the game. However, it's really not that difficult. I put together a handful of key thinking points that will simplify putting for you. Square your stance to the target. In setting up to a putt, adjust your stance to the target, not the hole. For example, if you read a break of about 1 foot from right to left, point yourself to the right by that 1 foot. Many amateurs point at the hole and then move the putter to the right. This will lead to a lack of consistency. Now, your eyes can play tricks on you. When you line up a putt from behind the ball and then stand over the ball, your original thoughts can be misled by the way your eyes see the target. The target may actually be lower or higher than your original thought. This happens because one of your eyes may be dominant over the other. I suggest you go see your eye doctor and ask which of your eyes is dominant. The eye doctor can tell you what the differences mean to you in putting. I've done this, and I know when it appears that my eyes are playing tricks, I need to trust my behind-the-ball read to make the putt. Spot putt. I believe it's much easier to pick a target point on the green between you and the hole where you desire the ball to roll on its way to the cup than always looking at the cup. It gives you a better perspective. It's easier to hit a target that's closer to you. Here's an example. On a 25-footer, about 10 feet in front of me, is a discolored part of the green. I determined that I need to roll the ball over that spot to keep my line intact. As discussed earlier on chipping last week, the pin is not your target. It is a point on the green. The same thought applies here. The cup is not really your target. It's the discolored part of the green. Play with this, because sometimes you'll have to look between two pieces of loose grass or something similar. The point here is shorten the target distance to increase your odds of hitting your target, getting closer to the hole. Understand where you are on the green. Now, this sounds basic, but you need to evaluate and set your goal on each putt. For example, the 30-footer that is straight, that's the one I feel I can make. The 15-footer that has 3 feet of break and is downhill is the one that I want to get close. Now, of course, the ultimate goal is to make both, But the concept and strategy here is to have an individual game plan for each putt. Don't just stand over the putt with no concept of the anticipated outcome. Don't forget to putt the short ones, the 3 to 5 footers. Okay, we all miss them, and I'm not going to tell you that you'll never miss another, but I do have a very effective strategy that cuts down dramatically on the three putt green. The short ones need to be approached just the same as the 40 footers. They have break, they have speed factors that must be evaluated. Remember to square your stance to the target just as you do on the longer ones. Read the break. Here is the key. Keep the putter going through the stroke completely to the target. Many amateurs short the stroke and the putt fails to stay online. Keep still and smooth. Do not move a muscle. Many amateurs are very quick to putt and then move before the ball has hardly left the putter. This can compromise the performance of the putt. Think to yourself and say it out loud sometimes. Stay still and smooth all the way through the putt. Talk out loud. I just said it a second ago. I'm going to mention it again. We've mentioned it throughout all of our strategies. I continue to emphasize it. Talk out loud so you can discuss the putt with the player coach that you have become. You must reinforce your putting strategies with yourself. The confidence you will gain will be invaluable. It might go something like this. Okay, Bob, you have a 35-footer with about 2 feet of break from right to left. The green looks to be fast. Don't hit it too hard. That this colored spot is my target about 12 feet from me. Now, keep still and smooth. Then stroke the putt. One final thought on putting. The single most important factor in becoming a better putter is to envision success. It is not any different than any other shot on the course. Envision the ball rolling in the hole. With all of that confidence, it will, and your preparation will pay off. That is my strategy for today. Okay, now my picks, my fearless picks for the Northern Trust Open, another great tournament on the PGA Tour from the famed Riviera Country Club in Pacific Palisades, California, Hogan's Alley. Hogan won the LA Open there and also a U.S. Open. I have Brian Harman, Charles Schwartzel, and Dustin Johnson. Harman, Schwartzel, and Johnson are my picks at Riviera this week. Now, remember, I had Snedeker last week. Brant Snedeker back in the Masters, back where he belongs. After a tough year, he is back online and doing wonderfully. That is my show for today. You folks have a great week wherever you are. I hope the weather's treating you as well as it is for me in Boca Raton, Florida. My email address, as always, is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I-S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. So glad to be with you. Have a great week. I will talk to you next week prior to the Florida swing as the PGA Tour goes East Coast starting next week at the Honda Classic at the PGA National Champions Course. So until then, Bob Geismar saying great golf, everybody. So long for now.